Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Do you flash the cash when you're on holidays? Well, apparently we all do. The Irish are the second biggest spenders when they're away abroad. We spend 12 times more than the Italians. The only other people to top us, the biggest spenders of all, the Austrians, followed in fourth place by the Germans. Freelance broadcaster Megan Scully is with me here on the line today. Are you a big spender when you're away, Megan?
That I am in some sense of the word, because what I do is when I go away, I usually use something like Revolut and a Vault, and I'll save up money, and that's my spending money. And I always, when I go away, try to go for like one like really nice dinner with the girls, or like, you know, go somewhere that we know maybe is a bit more expensive, and then we'll kind of treat ourselves to maybe like, you know, the nice wine. But I'm laughing here because I was speaking to my friends just earlier about this, and they were like, sure, we don't need to leave Ireland to do that. Like, we're here at the horse show now, and we're
planning to put the champagne
I'm at the horse show. and we're planning to go to the champagne tent. And equally, we were at Galway Racing last week.
Yeah.
So like, that's, we were like, sure, we're in Dublin. This is a holiday, isn't it?
Yeah. So you work off the basis that treat yourself. Every holiday or every trip or every weekend, treat yourself. Why not?
Oh, at this stage, Andrea, it's nearly every day. But yeah. It's like life is short. Enjoy yourself. So it's like, why not? But
I
do find, I do save up. I don't go over my limit. I wouldn't go on holidays now and throw everything on a credit card and be like, oh, I'll deal with that when I go home. But I do put the money aside, so when I go away, I know I can enjoy myself.
Yeah, so you try to stick to the budget. Our own Padraig Wilson-McCarthy is with me here too, Megan, today in studio. Do you lose the run of yourself on holiday?
Andrea, as soon as I get to Dublin Airport,
gone.
As soon as I'm through security, I've blown the budget. It's easy to do it inside an airport, as you know, like, because everything's so expensive. But it's like you get a dopamine rush when you go in and you're like, you know what? It's like Monopoly money to me. And if you're going somewhere where there's a currency difference, like if I'm going to the States, for example, sure, nothing counts, because I couldn't be bothered doing the currency converter, because if I do it, it'll be too disastrous in my head, you know.
Are you like Megan now? Will you have a budget that you've saved, or do you live kind of day to day?
I'll have an ideal budget, you know, for sure. And I'll throw a couple of quid into the current account, and I'll keep going until I hit a wall.
Yeah,
you know. But I mean, sometimes I hit that wall. I hit that wall very quickly, you know.
Has to be spent.
It has to be spent.
And Megan, do you try to, like? Would you limit yourself when you're away and think, you know, right? Well, look, the budget is there. The money, there's X amount of money in the vault. It all doesn't need to be left in the States. Take some more home.
Yeah, well, no, I go over it all right, but I don't like go crazy over it. I just kind of, within reason, I'll go over it. But I always kind of almost tell myself, you're going to go over this budget. And then I usually end up, I'm not sure if I've ever come home and thought, oh God, I actually saved a bit of money there. But you know, I think when you're away, though, it's nice to have a treat. And I was saying earlier, like, I went to Ibiza there last month, and
and
we were there in the hotel I was staying in. I actually stayed in Ushuaia, and they did this like all you can eat breakfast buffet for €60. We're like, okay, €60, but it had champagne and caviar. So,
oh God, yeah. Right, okay. This is a very bougie breakfast, Megan, you were having.
Yeah.
Bring the Tupperware as well. That's what you need to do. That's the trick. Yeah. Bring the Tupperware to the breakfast buffet.
Stop.
And you make your lunch.
Are you there? Are you collecting for the lunch as well?
I've been known to do it.
Really?
Sometimes if you get a buffet and they've got a good quality napkin, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Couple of croissants.
Couple of
croissants in there.
Yeah.
You can make a ham sandwich for later on.
Would you really? You go to the buffet and you.
I have been known to do it. Yeah. Well, if you're paying for it, I suppose you're entitled to it. I'm not a huge breakfast eater.
You're not stealing.
I wouldn't say it's stealing. No, I would say it's just borrowing,
borrowing
for later on.
Forever. Permanent borrowing.
Yeah.
Do you do that, Megan?
Sometimes I like to take a croissant with me or a pan au chocolat. I just think
you're
it's
dead
nice
right,
to have.
Megan.
Yeah, for a little bit later, because then you might get a coffee somewhere along the way, and it's nice to have your little treat. But I have to say, I'd be mortified walking out, and I'm like, I hope they don't stop me, because I'm afraid that they're like, you can't take that with you. But yeah, I usually would. If there's a lot of pastry there, I would take one for a little bit of a snack later on.
Yeah, you know, well, if you're paying £60 for the buffet,
yeah,
you're taking the whole lot with you at that stage.
Well, that buffet, I sat for 3 hours, and I drank, I think I went through, I had 3 glass champagne because I wanted to get my money's worth.
Actually, that's the day out, isn't it?
Funny, I wouldn't spend that kind of money on breakfast now. Breakfast does nothing for me. I don't
know. I'm a bit like that as well. That's why the buffet suits me, you know, because I get lunch out of it as well.
Yeah, so you try. So it was breakfast, brunch and lunch for you, Megan. You had to get your value out of it.
But you know what? I don't think I actually ate again until that night, because I was so stuffed. I tried everything in the buffet that you can imagine. And that buffet was I have to say it was phenomenal. It had everything you could think of. So I did. I there was a lot of tasting. My friend and I were like, we'll treat this as like tapas. So we just got loads of plates and we really savoured ourselves now. So we did. But we only did it one morning because we thought it might be too much to do it in two mornings.
Yeah, in a row. Eurostat have these figures out today, right? And they say that the average amount spent by you and I and Megan and Padraig here today, the average amount spent abroad per year, the Austrians spend €1,952. The Irish, Padraig, spend just over 1,700.
A year.
Yeah,
each.
Now that's play money. That's
before you even get over there.
Yeah, that's after you've paid for your. That's your.
Right.
That's your.
Yeah, you
spend
see,
the money.
See, this is the thing. Like, I think as well, right? We always like because you know we know that things are quite expensive here for us, you know, and there's this idea. Especially from years ago, that when you go away, everything is so much cheaper. It's not as cheap as it used to be when you go abroad
those
anymore. Differences aren't there anymore. So you're over there, you have this mindset that things are a little bit cheaper. You're spending away because you have that idea that it is. And then actually you come home and you realise, oh no, I have to pay my rent now, you know?
Yeah, that's where you get stuck with it. That's why you really need Megan payday. The 25th of the month needs to land in the middle of the holiday, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, for me, I'm self-employed, so I'm just kind of hoping that they all arrive in on time.
All in on time, yeah. And it's funny, you know, when you're away on holidays, when you hear that figure of just over the Irish person spending about €1,700 per year while they're on holidays, would you try to get around a lot of the big tourist activities and sightsee when you're there?
Sometimes, but I actually fear when I go away, my main spending is on food and socialising. I don't tend to buy much or see much unless, like, if I'm going to like somewhere like Ibiza, I'm going to a few concerts and maybe a beach party.
But now that's an incredibly expensive holiday. I've heard Ibiza. I've never been, but I've heard that.
It is. Now that is one you do have to budget and save for. But no, I kind of find it depends where I go. If I go like to a city break, I do want to see the place because there's lots of like museums and kind of more historical things to see. But if I'm going on a sun holiday, don't tend to bother with too many extra activities because I do find a lot of times they can be quite overpriced. And you know, I've kind of, once you're on a banana boat, once you've been on a banana boat, so no need to go on it every time.
Exactly. Well, once you do the walk and tour of the city break, you've seen the couple of churches and the museum, like, we're done here. You know what I mean? They're all the one part.
One day of touristy bits and the rest can be a chill. That's what I say.
Absolutely. £1,700. Have you been on holidays, Padraig, so far this year?
Yeah, I actually just came back from London last night.
Oh,
I was
lovely.
There for a couple of days.
Oh, lovely.
But you know what happened to me? I got delayed on the way back. And when I was in the airport on the way back, I was going through the duty free because you can get duty free now coming from the UK. Mm-hmm. I was texting my family being like, does anyone want anything? It was like that panic to buy something just because I could.
Yeah, you thought it was the 90s and you were bringing
exactly.
home some fabulous makeup brand that we don't even have in Ireland. And what about you, Megan? Have you overspent that typical Eurostat budget on your holidays so far this year?
I'm just trying to think. I went to Cheltenham in March, so anyone that's been to Cheltenham and Ibiza, so yeah, I'd say I have.
You've had two punchy holidays, no question about it.
Yeah.
Megan Scully, freelance broadcaster, our own Padraig Wilson-McCarthy, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.